some of the members of Congress on the commission. I think it's bogus. But if the judge does that, or even if he doesn't, remember something. This is only this charge. He's up to his knees and he's up to his neck in sedition when it comes to the insurrection itself. And he, along with Giuliani, Mark Meadows, and Trump, are the ones that they're going to really home in on. So stand by, Steve. This is a start. Frankly, it's not even certain that this one's going to stick. But the other indictments, in my view, have to start coming down. Thanks for calling. Next one up in order is Andrew from Detroit, my friend. Andrew, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Matt, I wanted to talk about a caller that called yesterday. I'm not going to name shame the caller or concerning what he said, but he was suggesting that Liz Cheney become part of the Democratic Party. Now, I think Liz Cheney should rebuild the party of Lincoln. This GOP is not the party of Lincoln. They're just a bunch of nuts following Trump. But Liz Cheney, after this January 6th committee, will be considered awful by the Democrats because of her voting record. Her voting record.
Right. Thank you, Andrew. You just cut out somehow. I don't know on whose end of the line, but you've given me a lot to work with and comment on, and I encourage you to call in again in my show in the future. Andrew is making the good point that Liz Cheney, you know, responding to the caller yesterday who said she should join the Democratic Party, her voting record overall is very conservative Republican, more conservative than Trump. She actually was voted with Trump over 90% of the time, more so than a lot of the other members of Congress. But where she drew the line was sedition, treason, insurrection, attack on our democracy. That's why I like her. So you're right. Andrew's absolutely right. She's not going to have a home in the Democratic Party, but we absolutely want her to rebuild the Republican Party. The Republican Party was founded by Abraham Lincoln, for Pete's sake. And this is no longer the party of Lincoln. It's the party of insurrection. So we need Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger badly, and we need them. Frankly, I'd like to see her as the Republican Party nominee for president. And Kinzinger as the vice president. I think very highly of both of them. It's absurd to say they should go in the Democratic Party. Thanks for calling, Andrew. Next up, Robert of West Allis, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Robert?
Good morning. What's on my mind is the August 9th primary. I was probably shocked, like a lot of people, that Alex Lazary dropped out of the race. A few things. I think people need to give strong consideration to Sarah Godlewski. You know, she won nine counties. Some counties were flipped. She won Ron Johnson's home county. That's something Tony Evers can't say. That's something Josh Call can't say. That's something Mandela Barnes can't say. And overall, you know, I've met Sarah multiple times. She seems like she's the real deal. She was out in front on a lot of these issues regarding Roe and other things and reproductive health way before anyone else in the primary was talking about it. And, you know, I think there's been too much focus on the fact that she has money or there's wealth there between her and her husband. Really what we need to be thinking about is how do we get people in the suburban areas. I think we have a lot of people that are in their Madison, Milwaukee bubble, and they think Barnes is going to do really well statewide. I don't see it. I think what's going to be critical in this race is to win white women in the suburbs. If we think about Trump's first election when he won, 53% of white women voted for Donald Trump. We know we probably aren't going to win the majority of white men, but we definitely have a strong shot at putting a coalition together and winning white women. And I think Sarah is really the one to speak to many of the issues, and I think she'll run strongest statewide against Ron Johnson. I think Mandela Barnes is great. I think he will do very well in Milwaukee and Madison. But I worry about, you know, winning the Senate. If we're serious about it, we have to be competitive or in 72 counties. Those are my thoughts, but people can make up their own mind.
Yeah, Robert, thanks for calling in. I'm going to, first of all, I know Sarah Godlewski. I had lunch with her and her campaign manager, Scott Spector, to talk about her campaign early on. I think very highly of her. And so that part of it, I'm very, very glad that you you gave your opinion. That said, the rest of it I'm going to differ with you from. I do not look on this as a racial thing anymore. I don't like identity politics, and I don't divide our electorate into gender and race and this, that, and the other thing. I think people are looking for leadership. My own personal opinion is either Mandela Barnes or Sarah Godlewski could beat Ron Johnson. Both of them could beat Ron Johnson. And number two, I think that Sarah Godlewski will have great statewide appeal, including Madison, Milwaukee. And I think that Mandela Barnes will have great statewide appeal, not just in Madison, Milwaukee, but in other counties as well, because he's an honest guy and he's a very, very decent guy. And I think that that either of them would be fine. I have not revealed my preference in this race because I'm the host of this and I want to encourage everybody to call in. But that said, both of them could beat Ron Johnson. That's my view. The other thing is there's this tendency towards identity politics in the Republican Party, and I'm not, or Democratic Party. I'm not suggesting that you are for that one way or the other, but the analytics that you use and people tend to use reduce people to somehow racial or gender alliances. And I frankly don't see that. I do think, yeah, it's true that after the fact, you have pollsters slicing and dicing it. But I think it's a mistake to say, well, this one can only get this or a greater majority and that one can get that. I think that's not the way I look at it. So many thanks for calling in. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. The possibility does exist. Trump can walk. Rebecca could be governor. And Johnson could be senator. So this upcoming primary, what's left of it, the people that didn't drop out, is very important. Pick a candidate. You don't have to pick one in the governor's race, but you're doing a lieutenant governor's race. These people need to be beaten. Trump needs to be indicted. That being said, I will have to agree with the last caller on the fact that I will be voting for Sarah. I don't blame you for not endorsing anybody, but I think Sarah can beat Johnson hands very easily. But that's just my opinion. So please pick a candidate, the one you think it can win. My opinion now is Sarah can win the state because she has before. So that's just my two cents this morning. Heaven forbid if the other scenario works out. I surely hope it doesn't. So get out there and vote. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. That's eloquent, as always. Appreciate your point of view. I'm going to reiterate two things. One is I believe that either Mandela Barnes or Sarah Godlewski can beat Ron Johnson. Ron Johnson, remember something. When there's an incumbent, the election is a referendum on the incumbent. As long as the challenger is competent and there's nothing wrong with him, it's a referendum on Ron Johnson. I don't know of anybody in the state who's going to say well, I would have voted for this Democrat or that Democrat, but because they didn't get the nomination, I guess I'll go back and vote for Ron Johnson. Nobody's going to do it. What you are going to get is some apathy. You're going to get some fall off from some people. We'll go, well, I just am not excited about the Democrats. I think both Mandela Barnes and Sarah Godlewski will generate excitement, either one of them, in the Democratic Party, and I think they can beat Ron Johnson. I have no idea who's going to win. I can read the polls like anybody else. I have no idea where the fallout comes when you look at somebody like Tom Nelson and Alex Lazary dropping out. I just have absolutely no idea how that gets sorted out. But that is my view of things. Okay, we're going to try to sneak in one more call. There's a whole lineup, and I'll get to you in order. But I'll tell you what, if we go to a break, which we are going to shortly, but we're going to break in a minute. So hang on, do not hang up. I want to talk to you when we get back about, and how many times have I told you, do not trust Republicans with money? How many times have I said that? Well, I'm going to give you a concrete example of why not when we get back from the break. The lines are open, 844 1-800-967-2789. There's a lot more after the break. It's going to be a scam, in my view, involving the Republicans giving money to private businesses at inflated amounts, and a lot more. Stand by. Do not hang up. A lot more back after the break.
Around himself and say, gets his time.